It is a Tuesday, so we are talking careers in sport as we always do, trying to highlight various careers within sport. And tonight we will speak to a father and son duo of golf rules officials, and they will tell us what it takes to be a golf rules official. The internationally acclaimed Mr. Theo Manyama from Alex Township in Johannesburg, who has completed the Grand Slam of golf rules officials by officiating in all the majors, will be our guest tonight. And as they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, because his son Ludwig is also a golf rules official.
Leading sport stories of the day on SAFM.
Mr. Manyama is on the line. Mr. Theo Manyama, good evening, sir, and thank you very much for agreeing to speak to us on SAFM.
Good evening, sir.
I have to firstly get your thoughts on the Open won by Francesco Molinari. I'm sure you are watching that. A lot of guys were challenging for the title on Sunday. What do you think worked for Molinari at Canusti?
He started playing very, very good golf this year.
Yes.
Apparently, his putting wasn't that great, and now he can't miss a thing. He's really putting well. The swing has been there all the time, and now he's won for the first time in America. You know, if you win in America, you really feel that you are one of the guys.
Have you officiated at Canusti before? And if so, how difficult a course is it?
Yeah, I have. Because I'll tell you, the Open place in Scotland, and I've officiated 20 times in for the Open in Scotland.
Consecutive? So,
yes, sir. Yeah, 20 times. And I know every single course where they're playing the Open.
And how difficult is Canusti? Because a lot was said about the course.
Yeah, it is very, very difficult. But fortunately, again, is that they didn't have such a bad weather. You know, and funny enough, that round where it was drizzling and whatever, you know, and actually a lot of them scored very well that day.
Let's talk about you, Mr. Manyama. You're a celebrated golf rules official internationally. You said you've done 20 consecutive Opens. How many majors have you done? Do you count and do you keep track? How many Masters, how many U.S. Opens?
Yeah, I've done all four majors. The only one I did it once, it is the PGA, American PGA. And then I did the U.S. Open 9 years, and I did the Masters 18 years.
How were you introduced to the game of golf, sir?
Oh, yeah. My school friends, you know, and weekends, I never saw them. I only saw them at school, and then weekends, I don't see them. They're missing. And I asked them, where do you guys go over the weekends? And they said, we go to the golf courses. We are caddies. And they started explaining to me what is happening, and they're getting 4 rand for the day, 8 rand for the day, and so forth. I said, gee, man, I would love to join you guys. So I joined them. And I was very young. I remember one Saturday, the golf course was really packed. And this one player comes, and I was the only caddy left out. So when I carried for him, and then he told the carry master, he says, no, man, carry master, can't you give me somebody back? I mean, this is a pickaninny, man, you know. And the carry master said, no, well, you know, unfortunately or not, he's the only one left, you know. So I carried for this guy, and they called him Spider, you know. First of all, he purposely hit it in the big, thick, rough, you know, grass, and he tests you that way.
Ah.
And fortunately, I walked straight. The gods were with me, and I found the ball. Yeah.
At that time, as a caddy, did you caddy for some big name players at the time?
No. Yeah, I was a caddy at Huddle Park, and Huddle Park at that point it was a municipality golf course, whereby the majority were beginners. But and then for me to fall in love with this game, the professional golfer there, his name was Eric Moore. So I just, as much as I didn't know golf, I liked his posture, how he addresses the ball, and then the whole golf swing. And I would sit there and listen to him coaching the people who are coming for golf lessons, and just listen to him what he says, and then after school I would try that at home.
You then became a pro, Mr. Theo Manyama, while you played. Was that always the plan?
It wasn't the plan, but I fell so much in love with it. You know, just like the soccer guys, the guys who were playing in the streets and whatever, they became great at the end. So I just fell in love with golf so much that then I saw one of our schoolmates winning a competition. And I thought, well, I've seen this guy play. Definitely can't beat me. So I started playing the competitions. I actually won my first competition in 1968 at Pimville.
I saw that you've also played the Royal Swazi Open.
Yes, that was one of my highlights. At that point, you know what happened is I got involved in having taxis so that I can be self-employed. And so when we went to Swaziland, I ended up leading the very first round. And I on the newspaper, they said, Theo Manyama, the taxi driver, takes lead in Swazi Open. You know, yeah. And what made me laugh at most is that my wife, she says, she sent the kids to go and buy a newspaper and said, well, just buy a newspaper there. Let's see how they're doing in Swaziland. And she started at the bottom. When she got to about, you know, top 15, top 10, she realized, she says, well, looks like he didn't go to Swaziland. He'll tell me where he's gone to, because, yeah, he doesn't. Then she says, she does decide and said, anyhow, let me just see who's leading the tournament. And there was, Theo Manyama takes lead in Swazi Open. She says, she jumped up, she told the kids, put on the light, I'm sure I'm not seeing proper, you know.
And from Manyama Senior to Manyama Junior, Mr. Theo Manyama's son, Ludwig, joins us on the line. Ludwig, good evening and thank you very much for speaking to us on SAFM.
Yeah, good evening, Tabiso. It's good to be here.
Is golf in the Manyama's blood, Ludwig, or is it something that you could just not run away from?
Yeah, as you've heard, my man, from my dad, I mean, it's something that I can't run away from. It's something that I eat breakfast with and lunch and dinner with, eh?
Did your old man teach you everything you know about the game?
Everything.
Wow. So how does one, because we also use this slot to educate people about the different careers within sport. Everybody, all the emails I get, everybody wants to be a sports presenter. They think it's the coolest job, but there's so much more that can be done. How does one qualify to become a golf rules official, Ludwig?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said to you, I mean, this is something that came accidental, you know. I was told by my dad that, you know, as he was working on the tour, that they need golf rules officials. I said, you know, there's an opportunity for you. You can write the exam and you become a rules official. I said, nah, dad, I think I'm interested. By then, I was working for a company called Sports Addicts. We're doing Vodacom events. Then I was interested. I went there and I wrote my exam in 2008. And that's when I passed and I became a rules official.
Is it just one exam that you write or does it have different courses?
No, it's just one exam.
Just one. And at what age can people start if they're interested in becoming golf rules official? Is there something like that? Is there an age limit? How does it work?
I don't think there is an age limit or anything. But the thing is, you know, as you're playing golf, you definitely have to play. You know the rules of golf because you can't play golf without the rules of golf. You know, the interesting thing is that when I became a rules of golf, I actually kind of stopped playing at Pimville because we were gambling with the guys there. And, you know, as I knew the rules and the guys were breaking the rules every time. So we used to fight a lot because I knew the proper stuff, you know, and I've been taught by like a legend, my dad, you know, he knows them in and out.